We are here with Nicole Haverly. What credit union are you with again? I'm sorry.
Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union.
Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Welcome to the studio lounge. Welcome. How is the conference going for you?
No, the conference is going great. It's always a great time to be here, network, see some of our friends and people that we work with so closely. It's been great so far.
Did anything stand out for you so far?
I actually attended the Women's Leadership Network breakfast. It's outstanding.
Was that yesterday?
Yes. Okay. Wendy Sampson is amazing. Very inspirational and just inspiring. So that stood out. I know this morning, just listening to everyone really tell their story and what's going on. Personal stories, personal connections just really stand out. The innovation talk too, just, I mean, and everything coming up too.
That's what Nicholas was just saying. It's the stories that, or actually Jill, was saying that the stories is what really sell this industry, you know, because we have so many good stuff to tell.
Yep, and just those connection points that we can all carry with us into what we're doing. You know, the 9 o'clock story of what everyone's
doing
at 9. They speak volumes to how much of an impact we are and how we need to be advocates for our members.
Now, you just reminded me that you were in the Next Top Credit Union Exec, not last year, was it last year or the year, but 2 years ago. So how has life been since that contest, so to speak?
It's been crazy beautiful. My project was really an inspiration from the whole credit union for getting people to save with their auto loans. But it's been super fun, and just even learning through all the other applicants and participants through it. And seeing just this year's winner, Jeff, like how inspirational that whole entire just program is.
Very cool. I know it's such a cool group that you guys create.
It's like a family now.
A family.
Not gonna lie.
Very nice. What do you want to learn here to take back to Affinity Plus? Is there anything in particular you want to learn here? I know you're kind of looking for stuff, going to different sessions and stuff.
This week we actually converted to a new digital platform for our members. And so just taking all the changes that go through that, we did it to have a better member experience for our members. They deserve more. And seeing how we can really be innovative with that new platform and reach more members seamlessly, frictionlessly, you know, like to enter in their lives more. So that innovation just concept and how we can get better and better using data and analytics, you name it.
Well, there's those folks called On Approach down there where they're all about data and analytics. So give them a quick little plug. But you can't, like I said in the opening thing, you can't swing a cat these days without talking about analytics. My gosh. Yeah. So how do you see the rest of the year shaking out for credit unions? Because, I mean, obviously you're kind of on the front lines and watching it all happen. Yeah. What else is going on?
Yeah, I think just us coming together, you know, standing tall together to really impact Minnesotans, everything from saving, spending, borrowing, planning. That's the credit union difference, right? Is us working together and using our resources to really stand tall. So I know some of us are maybe really busy with our conversions and some people with the advocacy, but when we're all working together, I think that's what makes us the strongest. So I think 2018 is a great year. A lot of powerful forces coming through, so it'll be good.
Right on. Great message to end on, Nicole.
Cool.
Thank you so much. Well done. Good to see you.